Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk about keeping ourselves unspotted from the world, like we see in James 1:27. And so I want to talk about cleaning out our lives from sin and not the sin from other people's lives who are not born again. Because we know that all our good works mean nothing to God unless we are born again and we are truly a child of God. I would encourage you, Brother James has in-depth teachings on the gospel, and you can go look on don'tperish.com and you can find the gospel there, and he has it all laid out in there, and you can let us know if you have any questions. We always encourage people to examine themselves to make sure they are born again, born from a biblical gospel, because there's so much deception out there. But anyway, that's not the whole topic of this. Go there and test yourself. So I'm talking to born-again believing sister saints who are following after the Lord. And so once we're born again, our insides are cleaned. We have a new heart. We have a new mind. We've been washed with the blood of Christ. And so now we are responsible for going through our life and cleaning it of all sin that we know of. And some of those examples would be, you know, when you're first born again, or even as believers who may be doing this, there may be some things you don't know. So I'm just going to go through some general ideas of what to do. We've got articles all over that help people in this. So godly women learn submission to male authority. We learn the characteristics of being a godly woman, like having a meek and quiet, shamefaced spirit, keeping homes, raising our children, all kinds of good Titus 2 works. We cover our heads, we biblically dress, we throw away our makeup and jewelry. We also have to clean out what we do in our lives and our actions, like we're not going to be watching wicked TV and movies and reading worldly books and magazines or listening to worldly music. We don't attend like worldly events that would be sinful, or pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. We don't participate in any of that anymore. We put it away. And we also have to evaluate our associations, make sure they line up to God's word. And we have a lot of teachings on that. But anyway, those are just a few of the examples that we have to do in our lives and within our homes. And what I'm talking about is this is our life, our world, what we are responsible with. Obviously, there are some things that are outside of our control that are within our homes, but we do what we can. And once we've done that and we continue to do that in our life, we're keeping ourselves unspotted. So now I want to talk about how we don't clean other people's lives who are not born again. Of course, we hold true saints to the word of God, but this right here is talking about how we're not going to be cleaning up the world and their sin, you know, because there's some people who live with others who aren't born of God, like maybe a husband, maybe some people live with their family, some have grown children, and maybe not just living with them, working a job in the world. Brother James and I are out in the world all the time. There's so many things that go on all around us that are sinful. And I know you would agree with that because it is a dark world. So we're not here to clean up the lives of the world. We're cleaning up our life, keeping ourselves unspotted. And then we preach the gospel and live our lives in a godly manner. Their sin around us doesn't defile us, and it doesn't spot us unless we partake of it. Now, I want to read Psalm 101:3. This is one of the verses that a lot of people learn early on in their walk in Christ. And it says, it's Psalm 101:3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. So what I want to point out in this is it says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. So we've cleaned out our life. We've gotten rid of everything that we're not supposed to be doing that's sinful and unpleasing to a holy God. We're not setting things before our eyes that are wicked. So the world is going to be doing it around us and right by us, but we're not defiled and spotted by it unless we partake of it. So if we're living our life and the world puts something before us, we are not in sin because they put it before us. Now, if we take it and set it before us, such as a TV, even listening to the music or ungodly conversations and participating in them, all kinds of things out there. It's when we participate with what the world has. Now we're putting it before us. But sometimes there are times when the conversations are going on, the TV's going, the music's going. We have to, and God will give us the strength, to be able to get through that without participating with it, without listening to it. We cast it down and we focus on the things of God. So that's basically what I'm talking about. And the sisters and I were talking about, we just had a conversation about it last night, and the world and its sin and how we don't want it to be spotting us. We're not in sin for what the world does. And I told him that I would rather sit in the ditch with a homeless woman who's wickedly dressed, smoking, covered in piercings or tattoos or whatever is going on, whatever kind of homeless person that is. We run into them all the time. And we would rather sit and spend our time and talk to them about the gospel than most of the worldly, carnal church people we run into that don't want the things of God, even the Anabaptist people. Mennonites, Amish, German Baptist, you name it. We run into so many people who profess Christ, but they want nothing to do with the things of God. Those are the ones that we separate from. We can't hide ourselves from the world, so we have to be really careful. We're not trying to sanitize the world like we do our lives. In fact, let's go read 1 Corinthians 5, 9, and 10. So it says, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet altogether with the fornicators of this world, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. So what he's saying is, those who claim Christ and they're not living obedient lives, we're supposed to separate from them. The worldly people who don't claim Christ and they're not blaspheming him by living a worldly, carnal, sinful life, claiming his name, they're just living in sin. Those are the ones that we reach. Those are the ones that are lost. Those people who are claiming Christ's name, they get held to the word of God, and then we cut associations with them. So let's go look at, where do I have it? Matthew 10, 16 now. So in Matthew 10, 16, Jesus says, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So what we're seeing in there is we are supposed to be here in the world, not participating of it, in it, of course. So we clean our lives after ourselves have been cleaned on the inside by the power of God. Then we cultivate all the characteristics of a godly woman. We clean our life. And then what are we doing, sisters? We're shining our light to the lost. Now, I want to go back and I want to give a couple examples or a few examples that we've come across in the years that show to you you're not defiled by what the world does. So let's give an example. It's kind of similar to what a sister went through. A born-again believing woman is dressing biblical. She's cleaned her life out. She's living a holy, obedient, pleasing life to God. And there's pictures of her from before she was in Christ. So she removes the pictures from the wall. She doesn't want people to see her shame and nakedness. And she gives them to her husband, and then she asks him, please do not show these to the world. She explains who she is in Christ. Her husband's not a believer, because if he was, then there would be no problem. I'm just giving you an example, a type here that you can maybe relate to, some of you out there. So she gives them to her husband, asks him not to have them out in public. And if he honors her, he would probably maybe put them in the bedroom, put them in a box, keep them somewhere else. But he may choose to put them back up on the wall somewhere. And if somebody sees them, she's not in sin. She's done what she can with her life to be pleasing to God. And what the worldly person does, that's not sinful to her. Another one is like we were just talking about. You might be working in a job or have people around you in your house, in your life, whatever it is, that is ungodly music and they're watching TV or there's talk or whatever it is that's going on, the sinful things that the world does. We're not defiled and we're not spotted by that unless we're participating in it. Okay, here's another one. A lot of people are really frightened to go out in the summertime because people take their clothes off. And I was just talking to sisters about this. Especially down here in the South where it's warmer, where we go, and anywhere really, not just down South, but anywhere that it gets warm, everybody takes their clothes off. Not total nakedness, but it's getting pretty close in this world. So, like, for instance, Brother James and I are out on the street, and Sometimes half-naked men walk up to us, women with, I don't want to go into the details on it, utterly lasciviousness is what it is. We're not spotted by them. We preach the gospel to them. We talk to them. We help them in the things of God. I've hugged women that look like prostitutes. I mean, we're looking past their sin to a soul that is lost. That's what we do. By hugging her in her nakedness, I'm not spotted. I'm giving her the truth. I'm giving her love. Her sin is her sin, not mine. Me being around it, I'm not participating in it and looking at it. I'm focused on sharing the truth and the light of Christ with them. You know, we even get people who come by and they say vulgar, utterly vulgar, wicked things to us and blow smoke in our face. And oh no, we accidentally, some of it went up in our nose and our mouth. We're not defiled by that. We preach the gospel and shine our light to them. So just kind of a recap on that. We saints worry about our lives and what we do in it and the lives of the brethren, if we have people that we're associated with, of course. But we don't try to sanitize the world that's right around us so that way we don't have to see any sin or have to deal with it. Because we just got done reading how Jesus sends us out in the midst of, like, as wolves. We're sheep among the wolves. And what are we supposed to be doing? We are blameless and spotless in our life, in the world. We preach the gospel. We be a good witness as godly women, and we shine our light. So hopefully that helps you understand, and praise God for being able to edify and encourage the saints. And I hope you have a joyous day. Hold fast to the truth and let me know how I can help you in the things of godly women. We love you all. May God be praised.